I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Military violence against the Karen people in Burma has risen to the level of genocide. Over 500,000 have died, and millions are living as refugees. Patrick Klein of Vision Beyond Borders says the military is wiping out the Christians first. The gospel is still moving forward, but believers feel forgotten. Pray and call your local representative, since
it's surpassing what happened in Rwanda and Darfur. Yet nobody seems to notice.
Meanwhile, Teen Second Life is an online 3D virtual world. It's a universe brimming with people and possibilities. Youth for Christ's Scott Arnold agrees.
We felt as Youth for Christ, it's one of our callings to be kind of where the kids are.
YFC launched an online club that grew into one of the most popular areas in that virtual community. There are nearly 500 kids that regularly come to Bible study who wouldn't otherwise.
We've had a sizable number of kids make first-time decisions to become followers of Jesus. We've had kids make decisions to get off of drugs, get out of gang life, get out of very difficult circumstances.
They're looking for people to mentor these kids. Our website will show you how. And last December, Operation Mobilization discovered they'd have to sell the world's oldest ocean-going passenger ship. The ship was used to transport aid and Christian books to those in need. Many came to faith on the ship. Last week, prayers were answered when the ship was officially sold to a Christian businessman in Singapore. The boat will now be used as a place to have weddings, conferences, and meals, but will also still be used as a vessel to spread the gospel. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Enter now for an all-expenses-paid Kids Alive Vacation with a Purpose trip for two to Guatemala to see how Kids Alive is rescuing orphaned and abandoned children. That's Kids Alive Vacation with a Purpose at 1-800-995-4828 for information or to register to win, or you can click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.